I got hijacked today. Waking up, reading it, saying, oh, this is a great idea for today, and then conditioning coming in and saying, yes, but just check email first and just make this phone call first, and then it's kind of off and running, and all the things that life was kind of suggesting didn't happen. And then conditioning says, well, you've done it again. You listen
to me again.
Yeah.
You let me bamboozle you again.
Again, yeah.
And that's the point at which we bring it back to the one we were just talking about, which is, I love you. Thank you for that reminder. That's really true. Thank you. Yes, you were able to bamboozle me again, weren't you? So thank you for that. I'm going to put up a sign. Actually, I'm going to get some of that sticky gooey stuff, and I'm going to hang it from the ceiling over my bed, and it's going to come down so that when I open my eyes in the morning, it says, don't get bamboozled. Pick up your recorder.
Yeah. I did pick up my recorder, so I did do that. But then that was kind of the only thing that I did before getting bamboozled.
Uh-huh. So you listen to your recordings?
Well, I mostly make them and don't listen to them.
Oh, well, this is a big mistake.
Yeah, I know it is.
Not that there are any mistakes. We know that there are no mistakes.
Right.
But well, if there were a mistake, that would be it. Because what happens in that situation is conditioning just talks. And by the time it gets through talking, we're more identified with it than we were before we picked up the recorder.
Uh-huh,
so
uh-huh.
What we want to do in that situation is make the recording that says, here's what I know. If I don't pay attention, first thing when I wake up, I'm going to get bamboozled. And I'll get pulled into doing all of those distractions that take me away from myself. So what's a priority for me in my life is to be present. I want to be here. I want to be grateful. I want to feel the love that is life. I want to get to experience all that a human being can experience. And in order to do that, I have to be here. So what I'm going to do, what I choose for my life is to, and then whatever that is for me, that's have my cup of tea and listen to my recordings. And then when I'm ready, meditate. And then if after that, I've had some inspiration, which of course I have, then I make a recording, and then I get on about my day.
And then when will you listen to that recording that you just made of your inspiration?
Oh, I listen all the time.
Oh, you do?
Anytime I'm not doing something that requires me to be doing something else. So if I'm walking, if I'm going from place to place, if I'm fixing my breakfast, if I'm driving in the car, if I'm wherever it is, if I'm not required basically to be in conversation with somebody else or writing an email class or that sort of thing, then I'm doing recording and listening.
Uh-huh.
And here's the thing that I would offer to people. I'm the happiest person I've ever known.
Yeah. So in other words, it works.
So that it works. It works. That's why I can say it's not possible to be depressed and do recording and listening.
Mm-hmm.
It's not possible to be anxious and do recording and listening. It's not.
Yeah, I
so
believe
I
it.
So I encourage you
I
to do
it.
That. Yeah.
Okay.
But
okay.
You've got to listen, and the listening is what's going to help you see when you're listening to the voices of egocentric karmic conditioning self-hate, and when you're receiving guidance from life,
mm-hmm.
when it's intuition.
Mm-hmm.
But if we don't listen, it's very, very difficult ever to tell the difference.
Mm-hmm. Well, conditioning comes in and says you don't want to listen to that. You just recorded it, so you know what you said. You don't need to listen to it again.
Oh, yeah. Well, here's the bottom line for everybody. That conversation has to end. That's why we do recording and listening. You could be, you could make a recording that said la 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 la. And if you listen to that instead of that crapola in your head, you would be light years ahead of where you are now.
So
Any conversation in the head is the one we are letting go. And any voice that calls you you is the devil.
Mm-hmm.
Stop
mm-hmm.
listening to it.
Mm-hmm.
It is always bad advice. It is always telling you something that takes care of it and is against you. So don't do that. When it says don't listen to that, you know, listen. If it
yeah.
says don't do that, do it. If
yeah.
it says you need to do that now, don't do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, good.
All right, I'm
going to
go make a poster right now. I'm going to make a poster right now so that the first thing I see when I wake up is grab your recorder.
Let me
record and
let me know how it goes.